The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Save big on your Memorial Day barbecue, all in the Kroger app. Get 3-pound rolls of juicy 80% lean ground beef for $3.49 a pound with a digital coupon. Then get select varieties of flavorful Powerade, Body Armor Super Drink, or Arizona tea for 77 cents each, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Stuck behind never-ending windows, all you need is a door. Searching for something to put a smile back on your face. Just remembering unusual times that can come from an unusual place. You need a partner for the ride, 'cause everybody needs a Clyde. So set your worries to the side. Pretend I got a hand I can lend, 'cause when you really need a friend, just ask. Shit 90 Shows taught me.
Shit 90 Shows taught me was not filmed before a live studio audience.
Did you think Bridget with a D was going to return on Felicity? Neither did we. Welcome back to Shit 90 Shows Taught Me. I'm Jess Sterling, here with my co-host, Sarah Ferguson. Sarah, how are you?
Jess, is Bridget the character that we never knew that we needed but always wanted? No, never thought we wanted but always needed. Maybe that's what I was going to say.
I'm remains like to Bridget. Be seen.
I'm high on Bridget.
Are you? I mean, we'll see if we like her. I don't know.
I don't even know if it's the same Bridget, but I like this girl.
Oh, I don't know if it's the same actor either. I did not pay that close of attention because I didn't think she'd be back.
No, one Bridget is two Bridgets is three Bridget.
Mm-hmm.
They're all Bridget. Yeah. Exciting stuff happening this episode. We have a new character in Amy Smart. Mm-hmm. I don't know her character name, but she's there.
I don't remember either. I guess we'll talk about it when we get there. As soon as I saw her, I was like, and she was like, I need computer help. I was like, here we go. We have a new love interest for Noel.
They look good together. I'm rooting for that. Yeah, they are a cute couple. Mm-hmm. Also, may I say, I got the prediction predicted. I did it. I am a winner.
What was the prediction?
Roll the tapes, but I said that Felicity was going to drop out of med school, become an artist, and Elena wasn't going to be too happy about it. I said all those.
Incredible. Things. Yes, you nailed it. 10 out of 10.
Yeah, I nailed it. Yeah, you don't even remember.
I don't remember every prediction you made. No, I forgot.
That was a good prediction.
It was obviously a good prediction.
On the nose.
Very accurate. Yeah, I did not think it was going to happen 3 episodes into the season. But you know what? When you have a breakup, you go through some shit and sometimes it clarifies things for you. And Felicity is on a roll with big, bold life decisions.
Yeah. It was a big episode. Now, we, of course, have to talk about the hair because that's why we're here. That's why you listen to us. For the hair talk, for the judginess. So, Jessica, what do you think of Felicity's hair?
Okay. Here's the thing. I don't like it. And it's like fully within her, like she can make that decision, right? Like she chopped it off. Obviously that's just something she was feeling. I don't know what exactly it is that I'm not vibing with. Like, I think it's because it's like short and curly still. And it's just kind of, it's like spiky in the back. Like, it's just a bit strange. That's the best word I could think to describe it, is it's just a little strange looking. And so like, it's not my cup of tea. I don't think it looks good. I don't know. I don't know how to be nice about it, but I don't.
Why
like
are you
it.
Trying to be nice about, well, because Carrie Russell from a show from 30 years ago?
Because
and she's never going to listen to this, and her hair is long now. So it's just like, why are you like nervous to say that you think it's fucking
well,
ugly?
Well, it's more like making decisions about your hair is like such a personal thing, and people get very like insecure about their hair. So I don't want what I'm saying to like deter people from being like, I should get a pixie cut. If you want to get a pixie cut, like go for it, girl. But like, I don't know if it's the styling or what, but like, I really don't like it. And I think maybe if it was like cute and straight and short, I would like it. But honestly, when I look at it, it just makes me think like that girl should have long hair because her curls are so beautiful. You know, it's like, you're just doing the world a disservice by taking the curls away.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, it's ugly as fuck. I really do hate it.
Mm-hmm. Tell me how you really feel, though.
I think that Carrie Russell has, like, the delicate features that she really could pull off anything. But the issue, maybe it's too short is my issue. Like, maybe I need it to be a little bit longer. I think, like, obviously we're going to see this haircut grow out within the next season or so. And I think like there's going to be times that we really like it, and there's going to be times that we really don't like it. Mm-hmm. And I'm trying to remember, did Jen from Dawson's Creek get a pixie cut?
It wasn't quite a pixie cut, but it was really short. It's not as short as Felicity's. Like, I feel like it had a little bit more to play with in the front, but it was pretty dang short, and we did not like that either.
Yeah. And and like there was like many stages of Jen's hair, and we did talk a lot of shit about it. I mean, Felicity is still very, very pretty. But honestly, if you want to get a haircut that will never get you dick, this is the haircut to get.
I mean, not according to fucking Berkey, but Berkey just literally wants to get in her pants, so.
Which is fine. Like,
yeah. That's totally but fine. I appreciate how Megan, like, her first words are, wow. And Felicity says, wow good or wow bad? And she goes, definitely wow bad.
Yeah, Megan is the friend that, like you go to if you need the truth. Like, she's not going to handle you with kid gloves. And it's kind of, like, the type of friend that, like, I feel as though I won't go to. because she would probably make me cry, but at least she's being honest.
Yeah, she's gonna hurt your feelings.
She will hurt your feelings. I mean, there's definitely people that in this show that I don't know. Like, do you think that like somebody like Elena liked the haircut?
I don't think Elena liked it, but I think that Elena didn't want Felicity to feel insecure about it. And I mean, we'll talk about the scene with Noel, but certainly had like to fight back against what Noel was saying.
I think
Elena
saw
friend,
like Julie laugh in her face. That would have been very satisfying.
I'm sure she was laughing on the inside. Yeah, it's just I don't know. I just really don't like it, but it's fine. It's fine. We move on. Yeah, Berkey likes it. He says she looks hot. And I love Megan saying he does not count. But we find out like 2 seconds, it's like, oh, Sally, I did something drastic. And it's not about her hair. No, she dropped pre-med, which, okay. Like like you said, you saw this coming. I think I agreed, like, she's not going to be pre-med forever. She's eventually going to be into art because we know that she likes art. I wasn't exactly expecting it to happen, like, cut all her hair off, drop pre-med, like, one after the other, you know?
I mean, this is straight up mania, because the thing is that like when you are doing, I don't know, this kind of reminds me of me over the summer with all the quick decisions that I had made. And I feel as though a lot of people from the outside would be like, yeah, she is having a manic episode. And I probably was. And that's okay. But the thing is that sometimes your manic episodes really do work out for you. And I think that this was cooking and simmering. And she's right. Like, she does not have the love for medicine that Elena does. And she could barely spit out to McGrath why she wanted to be a doctor. And if it wasn't for her parents' pressure, then she probably wouldn't have been a doctor. And the hair thing, I mean, that was a manic episode, but also, I don't know. She was just vibing.
So, well, she's emboldened by this, right? Like, it's I cut off all my hair. Well, now I can do anything. Now I can go after what I really want, which is art, not pre-med. Like, she's on a bit of a roll, yes. You know?
Yes. So, like I said, is it a manic episode? Absolutely, 1,000%. Is that okay? Sure, because sometimes these things, like, project you forward.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so she's dropped pre-med. This is when we meet the new character, Ruby. Ruby is her name, played by Amy
Ruby.
Smart.
Ruby. Mm-hmm. That's a dog's name.
Certainly it is. And she comes in because, again, Felicity is now the RA, so she is in the Noel role from season one. And Ruby comes in and she's just like, ugh, I'm going to drop out. The one class I really wanted was canceled. Norwegian landscapes, an art history class. Ma'am, I'm sorry, what? You're going to, like, drop out of school because you couldn't get into one class and it's Norwegian landscapes?
That's she so had specific. A passion. No. Her family were Norwegian windmill designers or some shit like that. Mm-hmm. And all she wanted to do in this world was study that. Mm-hmm. I can understand.
Yeah. And Felicity knows a little thing or two about all the art classes. So she's just like, oh, there's this and this and this. And oh, you have to take this class. Like, this guy's a genius. But she also really, Ruby is definitely, it feels like a freshman where she's, like, not really sure what she's interested in. She's not really sure what she wants to do. But she ends up finding a class. These classes are so insanely specific, Sarah. And I don't know about you. Like, I went to a large state school. So, like, none of these, maybe I'm wrong, but, like, I don't think any of these would have been in my college. Costumes of Tsarist Russia
is pretty specific. I mean, I had I had history of furniture. I had, like, color theory. I had some, like, frou-frou. I had African art, art of Japan. Like, I definitely had some of these classes. I took a history class that was the Tudors and the Stuarts. My ex took a class on, like, pirate history. So,
I mean, I did take a science class called Oceans.
That's broad, though. That's the opposite.
It's the opposite. Yeah. It's just all oceans. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, you know, that's what happens when you go to a SUNY school. You don't really get a good education.
It's fair enough. I don't use my degree. So she helps out Ruby. And, like, in doing so, she realizes, like, wow, this school offers a lot of art classes, a lot of which I would really be interested in. But because of her pre-med schedule, she doesn't have any time to take any of these classes. And I thought this was kind of funny, Sarah, because I exactly had the same situation as Felicity, but I remembered, like, really enjoying all my English classes. And so I was like, oh, I'll just be an English minor, you know, so I'll take more of them. And then I kind of realized, no, I like all my English classes way more than I like my, like, other classes that are actually for my major. So then I ended up, like,
what was your major initially?
Oh, it got so screwed up. So I originally wanted to go to school for, like, web design, but they, like, lied to me when I started and they told me they had, like, a major that would fit that. But no, they had, like, computer science, which is not the same thing. And I'm not so great at computer science. And so then I ended up being in, like, information science, which is kind of like a communications degree. And it didn't take very long for me to end up switching. I think I was still freshman or sophomore when I switched over to being an English major instead. Holy with cow. An education minor.
We've been friends for 4 years and this is brand new information to me.
Well, that's not really relevant. It's not like
Why
I did anything with it.
Hiding all of your secrets.
Yes, it is a big secret.
You know what my first initial major was.
Well, yeah, you wanted to work in movies.
Yeah, I was a film major.
Yeah.
I tell you, you never said that you switched your major. You are a dirty secret keeper. You are just like Felicity, and I'm just like Julie, and you're a lying whore or whatever Julie said. All right, I guess not. I just am very surprised. That's very interesting. Web design.
Yeah. Yeah, that's what I wanted to do originally. I mean, I really enjoyed, I mean, it kind of fit with a lot of my interests. Like, it had a little bit of a creative side, but also had a little bit of like more consistency and, you know, reliability than like being an artist or something.
Totally.
It was a creative field that had structure, which is something that appealed to me.
Yeah, very cool. Yeah, so Felicity is kind of obsessing over her art classes, but she ultimately decides to drop being a doctor.
Yeah, and she reveals this to Elena as they're in like lab together, and Elena is a smart cookie. She sees it coming a mile away because all Felicity has to say is, hey, have you looked at the course catalog? Like, there's some really interesting art classes. And right away, Elena's like, you are not dropping pre-med. Like, stop it.
She's like, no, Felicity, I don't have time to look at the course catalog at all the art classes because I'm doing my actual med school homework, you freaking ding dong.
I would be so pissed if I was Elena. And like, I understand Elena's frustration because that's her fucking lab partner, and her dropping out essentially gives, instead of 50% of the work, Elena is doing 100% of the work.
I don't think so. She would just get thrown into a group of two. That's ridiculous.
I mean, it doesn't seem like it happened yet, so I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, if Elena is working on her own, then that is absolutely by choice.
So yeah, Elena's not too pleased, and we see Felicity immediately after this conversation dropping pre-med. We're bouncing over to Ben and Julie and Sean, where Ben has a new bed that they're carrying in, and they're basically talking about, so Julie's been crashing there obviously, but she's found a new apartment. And she's like very excited. She's going to meet her new roommate and she's going to move at the end of the month. So you guys can start looking for a new roommate. And like, Sean is so obviously like upset and sad about this. Like, I don't understand how Julie cannot tell that like he has a crush on her by his reactions to this news.
I don't know. Julie's a little oblivious to Sean. Maybe she just is like, I don't know. Me and Sean have so much fun together. Like, I just, it doesn't even cross my mind. But yeah, like, she's kind of being a dummy. But I feel like as early as now, Ben is like maybe picking up on some of this stuff because Sean's not making it very subtle.
Exactly. I think it takes Ben a little while too, just because he can be a bit dense and he's like preoccupied with his own shit. But certainly I think it doesn't take him very long to pick up on the vibes.
Yeah. Are you still mad at Ben?
Yeah. No, Ben's a dick. I'm not happy with him right now.
I've forgiven Ben.
It's been one episode. It's literally been like behind the scenes. It's only been a few days since we recorded the last podcast.
Yeah, I don't hold hate in my heart.
I do. A very deep hate.
I'm actually a big grudge holder, so I don't know why I said that.
You are a grudge holder. I'm less of a grudge holder than you are. But I think that like my hatred is a little bit more passionate at times than yours, so it can feel like I am a grudge holder. Generally, I'm not.
Yeah, but the thing is, like, when I can still, like, you're not fake like I am. Like, I can absolutely interact with the person that I'm feeling these, like, angry feelings towards and, like, act like everything's, like, totally fine. And you're like, no, I don't have time for you. I'm not going to talk to you.
Yeah, so, no, I don't have time for that.
Yeah, but that's what I have time for. Guess what? This was great. A Richard reappearance.
Richard is back. Was he one of the ones that we thought was gone forever? No, we said Guy was gone forever. And who else did we think?
Lynn,
that's right. Okay, so we did think Richard would be back. Good, he's back. Yeah. Here he is. Yeah. Hanging out with Noel, best buds.
Best buds. Noel has a bamboo tree.
Wow.
Yeah.
Lucky for him.
Bamboo is kind of like the plant equivalent to rabbits. The amount and like quickness that it procreates and doubles and triples and quadruples is mm-hmm. crazy. Bamboo gets everywhere.
And it's lucky. So hopefully it gives Noel some luck here. As he's telling Richard, oh, FYI, guess what? That girl Bridget from the party, she's in my class. And it turns out, Sarah, because we had said, oh, my God, we can't believe Noel actually got her number. She gave him a fake number. She gave him a number to a pizza place. And he thinks, I can't with this man. I really can't, Sarah. And, like, listen, I know we're supposed to be like, oh, I'm team Ben and you're team Noel. I'm honestly team neither. Like, if I truly was picking a team, it's neither of these idiots. Because Noel, a woman you hit on gave you a fake number and you're thinking of asking her out again. Take a fucking hint, my guy.
I don't know. You always hear, like, whenever old people tell stories, you always hear how, like, the woman is like, yes, like, he pursued me and I kept saying no, and then ultimately he convinced me and here we are, like, 60 years later.
Yeah, that's,
like,
called harassment.
But I think harassing worked.
No, you beat someone down enough, you just wear their patience thin. Absolutely not. Leave women alone. If they reject you or give you a fake number, that's it. You're done. I don't know. Go away.
The way that Noel handles this, I actually really loved, because, I mean, it's not in this scene, but in the future, like, I think that he handles it, like, really well.
Here's the thing, Sarah. Here's the only thing you need to know to prove that this is a bad idea to ask her out again is Richard thinks it's a good idea. So you should know that it's a terrible idea.
Richard is a genius.
No.
Yeah, he's a genius.
Although I will say he does say chicks love a guy with confidence. This is true.
I mean, that's not a lie. Mm-hmm. Where do you think Richard's living? In the dorms still?
Richard gives me the vibes of a guy who dorms for the first year because he has to, and then he finds the shittiest, smallest shoebox New York City apartment with like four roommates, and they're all disgusting, and it probably has mice.
Ew. It seems as though that nobody at NYU dorms unless you're a freshman. And that might be true because they probably have, like, very limited dorm buildings.
Yeah.
So because it seems like everybody is just like, we have to find an apartment. Like Julie doesn't even think about going back to the dorms. Like, everybody just has an apartment except for, of course, Felicity and Megan, who are RAs and they do dorm.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So Richard keeps talking and basically keeps saying, like, well, Noel, first Felicity rejected you, now this girl rejected you. Like, you're down and out. Of course, like, you're bound to get lucky now. Noel's just like, please stop talking. Please leave me alone.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Yep. I mean bad things come in threes.
Well, so then he still has one more to go.
Well, I mean, it kind of happened. So, and then he found Amy Smart. It really does. Bad things come in threes. Rejection comes in threes. So this is the lesson that you need to learn. Elena and Felicity are out to dinner. And I believe this is where Felicity tells Elena that she dropped out of med school.
Yeah. And Elena's furious, and it's not just that she's her lab partner, but, like, and I get this. Elena's like, we have a system. Like, we work really well together, and now you're basically just ditching me. So that stinks.
It stinks, but also, like, Elena, what is she gonna, like, be miserable the rest of her college career just to, like, placate you and your responsibility? Like, she could be pissed, but she has to be supportive of a friend. Mr. Noel comes and he talks to Elena, and at first he doesn't even recognize Felicity because of Felicity's haircut, and then he insults her.
Yeah, let's break this down here, right? Elena does the great thing that a friend would do. Doesn't her hair look great? Okay. All you need to do, Noel? Yes. That's it. One word. Yes. Instead, and again, I love petty Noel, so I'm here for this, but this is like a social faux pas, but I'm here for it because it's drama. He says, if you say so, oof, oof, oof. And she says, go ahead.
I mean, would you lie to Felicity's face?
If if you're Noel, you should. I mean, unless you want to hurt her feelings, which I guess he does.
Oh, he definitely wants to hurt her feelings. Yeah.
Well, then sure. Break her heart, you know?
No, it's but just, I'm just saying, like, if I came with this haircut, like, would you be like, I don't like it?
Never. No, I would not. I would, yeah. I would be supportive yeah. because that's what you do. Like, it's rude to be like, your hair sucks.
It's rude, but also.
But like, I think you would know it also looked bad. You know what I mean? Like, yeah. So I don't need to pile on if you already know it looks bad.
I don't think I'm ever going to cut my hair. Like,
no, you wouldn't ever.
Than what it is now. Like, I don't want the mom cut. And I don't know why there's. Like, I don't know why people get the mom cut.
Is this a mom cut? A pixie cut is a mom cut?
No, not this. I'm just saying.
Oh, in general.
Like,
you wouldn't get a lob.
A lob or even shorter. Like, my mom has, like, a short haircut. Mm-hmm. Like, when do you decide to do that? And it's just
maybe
like,
after you have children, you're just like, I don't have time for my hair anymore.
I will never. Like, I want to be one of those old ladies that have, like, her long white hair, like, just forever. That's just how I feel.
I think I'm as attached to my hair. I mean, well, whatever is easiest, I guess.
I'm psychotic, so, you know.
Yeah.
Do what I do. Don't do anything that I say. Don't believe anything that I believe.
Yeah. Then Noel follows up with, it'll grow out, right? And they go, Noel, Elena yells at him and he goes, I'm just asking.
I mean, like, hopefully, eventually.
And he says, okay, so you have bad hair for a year, you know, go buy a hat. What? Yeah. No. Oh my God. Just so funny. And like, Felicity is pissed off, right? Like, she's really pissed. And she's just like, you know what? I'm going to leave. I was hoping we could work past this, but obviously we can't. And Noel's just like, obviously. Like, I like the fighting between them. I find it to be very entertaining and fun.
You're entertained?
Yeah, I like this more than I like the schmoopiness we get later. Fuck that nonsense. It's been 3 episodes. I want more fighting.
Yeah, I mean, I'm enjoying the tiffs between them. And I think that Noel needs to get out his frustrations and feelings. Mm-hmm. And yes, it is kind of offensive that he's making fun of her this harshly. But also, it's an ugly haircut. Somebody has to say it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's not great. So Elena rips into Noel a little bit, but Noel's not really sorry. And then we see Noel going into class, and immediately my little spidey senses, my antenna were up, Sarah, because I saw easels. I saw artwork. I was like, Noel's taking an art class. This can only end one way. There he runs into Bridget. And I will say, Sarah, for as much as I was like shit talking Noel's game when he was like practicing with Elena, I do think if you really have nothing to lose and you're going to approach a girl who gave you the wrong number on purpose and attempts to get her number again, this is a great way to do it, where he says, oh, it's a lucky thing you gave me that pizza place's number, because I really did have a hankering for pizza. And by the way, I'm going to ask for your number again. And this time I'm really in the mood for Chinese food.
I thought that was so good. And honestly, this would make me feel as though if I rejected this man the first time, that joke would make me change my mind. Then I would be like, you know what? He took it well. And I liked it. I liked it a lot, truly.
Yeah, I totally agree. I think, like, this is a good move. And I don't know what it was. Like, it could have just been he was so awkward the first time that Bridget was like, no. Obviously, you look at Scott Foley and his soft, pillowy lips. I don't know how you deny him your number in the first place.
The reason why is because she's isn't into guys.
Oh, right. I forgot about that. Why did my brain completely forget that entire plot line?
I mean, that's why she rejected him, because she doesn't want to go around in the 90s being like, I'm gay.
That's fair.
And
yeah,
to white straight man that she doesn't know.
This is what happens when I only watch the episode once instead of twice. I forget entire plot lines, you know.
But I mean,
well, you're, yeah.
But he's so nice. And like, it's interesting because she's like, you know, okay, like, I'll go talk to you, sure, but like, also, I feel like before she Becky for her own safety. She's like, let me like see if this guy's actually like a good guy before I like go out with him and like open up about him. And of course, Felicity then like comes in and it's like super awkward. He's so mad. And then for whatever reason, they have to get into pairs.
Because so that of course they
do. They have to get into pairs because I guess they have to like draw the other one as a portrait.
Right.
But like an unconventional portrait. And you would think that like Felicity and Noel would get partnered, but in reality, it's Bridget and Felicity, which pisses Noel off even more because he wants to be partners with Bridget. But it didn't happen.
And I think even more so, he's concerned that like Felicity's going to trash talk him to Bridget and like ruin his chances.
Felicity has zero interest in doing this whole entire time. Felicity has just been trying to be nice to Noel.
Exactly. Exactly. She's been trying to move forward and he's the one who's stuck in the petty past, which we love, but truly, Noel, come on. No. And so they're like, they have a big argument after class ends where it's like, she's like, I didn't know that you were going to be in this class. You know, I'm sorry. I really didn't know. And yeah, it's a little awkward. They end things pretty heated where they're both upset about the whole situation.
So Noel's a graphic design major, correct?
Right.
So this totally tracks why he's in an art class because
yeah, I hadn't thought about it at first and I was like, why is this fuck taking art classes? Like,
no, because the reasoning as a Bachelor of Fine Arts major, I had to take a lot of art classes, which as an interior design major, it was pretty infuriating because I don't have any artistic abilities, but like as a it's requirements that I was given in my course catalog. And it was, we'll get into the critiques of it later, but it was very humbling and very horrifying. And there was a lot of graphic design students in my classes as well. It was just part of the thing. Like if you were a design major, you had to take art classes. As well as art history classes.
Yeah, which is, like you said, can be very rough if you're not, like, they're all different types of artists, right? Like, not everybody can draw or paint. Some people have a really good eye for design, but maybe that's not necessarily their strong suit.
No, my painting, okay, drawing, I was horrible at, really, really bad. Painting, still pretty bad. Yeah, I was really, and I was a whiner as well. Oh God, I hated it, which was like so weird because like you would think that these are like fun classes, but then when you get into the like critiques of it all, it gets really rough.
I can only imagine.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Save big on your Memorial Day barbecue, all in the Kroger app. Get 3-pound rolls of juicy 80% lean ground beef for $3.49 a pound with a digital coupon. Then get select varieties of flavorful Powerade, Body Armor Super Drink, or Arizona tea for 77 cents each, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
So Felicity gets back to her dorm and there's fucking Ruby who's like, oh my God, RA, help me. I need to buy a computer. Girl, go on fucking Google. This is not an RA's job. I'm sorry. This is ridiculous.
No. I mean, like, this was kind of strange because it's like, go to the Best Buy Genius Bar, ma'am. Like, why would Felicity know anything about computers?
It's a silly little plot device to get her in contact with Noel, which Megan brings up. She says, oh, what about Noel? Isn't he Mr. Genius Computer Guy?
No, Noel is the guy that no matter what will recommend a Mac. He's a Mac guy. He's not a computer guy. And I know those guys. I know those guys. He will only recommend a Mac.
Yeah.
Forever and ever.
I have a question. So she's going to end up talking to Noel. In this scene, Megan is like shaving her armpits at her dresser.
Yes. Yeah.
Is this normal behavior? Like, I've never shaved my armpits, not in the shower.
I wonder if she has, I mean, same, but I wonder if she has like a magnifying mirror so that she can really see how close.
I don't know that I want to magnify my armpit hairs.
Also, and then in addition, aren't these like public restrooms, like showers?
Yes.
Like, maybe she just doesn't want to do it in front of like just seven other guys.
I mean, she's doing it in front of Ruby. Let me just shave. I mean, not that it's that big of a deal. Like, I would shave my armpits in front of other people, I guess, but
yeah.
Just armpits.
No, I only shave in the shower.
Okay. I thought so, but I was like, maybe I'm the weird one. Let me confirm this.
No, I don't think so. I think most people shave in the shower, except for like guys that shave in the sink and then they get their little shave hairs everywhere after you just clean the sink, and then those little shave hairs get all over the toilet, and then you have to like spend 900 years trying to wipe it up, and not even the vacuum picks it up.
Sounds like you're traumatized, and I just have to say, my husband won't be listening to this, but I've not found a single like beard trimming ever in our sink.
But he has a
but he trims it. He trims it though.
Where does his hairs go?
I'm too afraid to ask at this point, but I'm not complaining because it's wonderful.
No, but Will's like suspiciously clean.
He's a very clean person and it's pretty lovely.
Yeah. Yeah.
Anyway, okay, where are we? So, we have Sean and Ben are interviewing new roommates. And Sean is doing the thing where he's trying to find faults in every single person they're talking to, even if there are none. I love when he's like, do you smoke? And the guy's like, no, never. And he's like, never, not even one puff. And it's like, are you his dad, Sean?
He's like, well, I'm not going to bring in some guy who's a liar, you know?
Yeah. So
this guy, Andrew, seemed like the most normal guy that ever existed. And the reason
he's
why
the most
Sean,
generic guy.
So generic. The reason why Sean denies him is because his hair was too flippy.
It's very Jim Halpert from The Office in the early seasons. It's very flippy on the ends. And he's just appearance. Appearance counts. What if he doesn't respect us? He's not going to respect the loft.
Right. He made no comments about the loft. This is a nice place to live.
So funny. And like, I think this may be where Ben starts to like get the idea of what's actually going on, because Sean says like, oh, but I just can't see taking him over Julie. And Ben's like, Julie isn't even an option. She found a place. So like, we gotta find somebody.
I think Ben literally wants to kill himself. He looks so aggravated with life.
I mean, to be fair, I feel like, listen, Sean's the landlord, right? Ben, you're lucky he's even including you in this process, if I'm
being
honest.
That's true.
He could just find some rando, shove him in a room, and call it a day.
That's very, very true. But Sean wouldn't, because he's a good guy. He's the best guy we got, pretty much.
Sean? Yeah. Yeah, I'd say. I mean, I wasn't a big fan of him telling Ben to break up with Felicity, because that felt like overstepping, but... well, in terms of how he treats women, sure. Yeah, I'd say.
Sure. Yeah. Felicity and Bridget are in what I would only assume is Central Park, and they're working on their art project. Felicity has decided that she is going to draw Bridget's hands, which did not go over well with the art teacher, but maybe Bridget's doing some sabotage because she's like, this is the best idea ever. Great job, Felicity.
Also, did you notice Bridget had the zigzag part? Do you remember
that? Of course
that?
I did. Yes, of course.
Zigzag part is so iconic.
Yeah, Bridget starts asking Felicity about Noel and is like, is he a nice guy? And she's like, yeah, like, why are you interested? And she goes like, basically, no. Which at first Felicity seems like a little jelly, because we learn that Noel's taking Bridget to the same place that her and Noel went to on their first date, which is a little slimy. But then she, Bridget opens up to Felicity and says, like, I'm gay. I have a girlfriend. It's long distance. And this was really interesting. I was like, wow, Bridget, yeah, you are an onion. So many layers.
Yeah. And here's where it gets complicated. She says, listen, do me a favor. Just don't say anything to Noel. I'd like to tell him myself.
Which I think is very fair.
I do too. And it puts Felicity in a really tough spot later.
Really. I mean, later.
No, later. I'm saying when he pressures her about it.
Noel puts her in a spot. Yeah.
Yeah. So yeah, it's, I mean, I like this conversation. I think it's really interesting. And I honestly wasn't expecting it. Like, again, we talked a lot in Dawson's Creek with Jack and how important it was to have like LGBTQ representation and how it was like a really big deal at the time to have a gay character on network television. Obviously, Bridget, I can't imagine, is going to be like a regular on the show, but still, it's really nice to have like, you know, more representation beyond Noel's brother, who we met for like one episode last season.
Yeah, totally. Yeah. And I like Bridget. And I think like it's, she's an interesting character. And also, like, I don't know, like, you know how a lot of the times we see like caricatures of what you would think an LGBT person would be? Like, I like that Bridget's just like a normal everyday person. Like,
yeah, exactly.
Bridget first, not Bridget the woman that likes women, which is
exactly
like, perfect.
Yeah. And then we get more nonsense from Richard, where he is saying like, like Felicity is talking to Pizza Girl, which apparently is now what they're calling her. She's definitely going to talk to, she's going to tell her about you and blah, blah, blah. And Noel says, no, Felicity's not like manipulative. You know, I don't know what she was supposed to do. They were like partnered up for class. But Richard says it's the classic ex-girlfriend sabotage maneuver, where she saddles up to Bridget, spins her web of lies, and turns her against you.
A lesser woman would, but that's not Felicity.
Especially, I feel like this is the thing, Richard. If this was like Ben, that's a different situation, because Ben sucks and Ben ended things with Felicity. Felicity feels guilty and shame for what happened with Noel last year. She's not going to then make it worse by like telling Bridget all these nasty things about Noel. Like, that's ridiculous. It doesn't make any logical sense.
No, it does not. But
unless she's going to say he was really fucking rude about my new haircut. Which,
yeah, but once again, like, Felicity's just not going to do that. It's just not Felicity's bag, you know?
Yeah.
So we get a knock on the door, and it is Ruby, and Ruby is there for computer help, and she just does
the drop by.
I mean, that is,
I hate the drop by.
Basically, they're like, oh, how do you get in contact with Noel? And Megan tells her to check the student handbook, which I thought that she was just gonna get his phone number, but apparently she got his address and was like, I will be going to your house, which is invasive, especially because it's not even on campus.
Yeah This is awful. She's like, oh, well, my RA Felicity told me to come here. And Richard's like, oh, piece of work.
Like, yeah. I mean,
okay.
And I think that like, Noel gets a little agitated because it just feels like Felicity's in class. Felicity's out to dinner with his roommate. Felicity is sending, her RA kids over. Like, yeah. Felicity is just everywhere. So, and if you're trying to get over somebody, I'm sure that's really hard to just be surrounded by your ex all the time.
Yeah, fair enough. It's just they don't have the whole story. And I also think terrible on Richard for just slamming the door in Ruby's face when, like, listen, if it's not going to work out with Bridget, all I'm saying is, like, Ruby is a really gorgeous girl who goes to the same school as you. You're helping her find a computer. I'm sorry. If this isn't, like, a meet cute from a rom-com, I don't know what is. This feels like, what's the problem here? Like, I know Felicity's name came out of her mouth, but, like,
That's what the problem is. That's exactly what the problem is, which is not really a problem to me, but what do I know?
Yeah. So Felicity and Elena appear to be at like some kind of bodega getting flowers or something. And this is where we find out that Felicity said she felt a pang, which she says is not jealousy. And it's when she finds out, like you said, that Noel invited Bridget to the River Cafe, which is where she went with Noel on their first date. And she says like, oh no, I'm not jealous. And Elena's like, that's in the past. You should like move on from it. What do you think, Sarah? Is this jealousy? Is the pang jealousy?
No, I don't think it's jealousy. I think it's a few things. I think that it's, you want your relationship to feel like it was special to the other person. And if the person that you used to go out with is repeating dates, then that makes you feel less special. So that's number one. And like that was their place. And I feel like that's something. And also I feel as though there is, especially when you first break up with somebody, some sort of like strange desire to know what the other person is up to. And then when you find out that the other person is dating somebody, like, I don't know, it's a weird pang. That's exactly how I would describe it. And I think it's just really like, did I make an impact on this person's life? Like, do they even like think of me anymore? Was I significant? And it's not like you want to get back together with them or like you're jealous. You're just like, where was I in the story of their life? And I think that that's what Felicity is feeling.
That's really fair. I think it can be, I think it depends. Like, I think a pang could be jealousy. It could be like you're saying, like the want for there to be significance of in your relationship. Not that you were just like, I'm just another girl that he took to this place on their first date. Like, you want it to matter. And especially because it was important to Felicity. And so if she's hearing, oh, he's going to bring her to the same place, oh, I must not have meant very much to him. I also think, I'm not saying necessarily jealousy. I think more regret is how I would put it. Like, let's break it down, right? Felicity had an option. She could have gone to Berlin with Noel or go on the road trip with Ben. She chose Ben. And then they had a great time. He leaves for Mexico for the summer. They reconvene in the fall at school. And it lasts all of like a fucking week or two. And she probably is thinking to herself, I blew up what could have been a really great relationship. I could have rekindled things with Noel for something that imploded in my face. For this guy that dumped me 2 seconds into a prospective relationship. And so in her mind, she's probably thinking like, what could have been, you know what I mean? And so like, I don't know. I think there could be something of that in there as well.
I guess, but it's Sliding Doors, right? Like, it's, you know, that movie with Gwyneth Paltrow, Sliding Doors.
I don't think I've ever seen it.
Or like The Butterfly Effect, or maybe Serendipity is a little bit like this, where it's like, I know you do, where it's like you have two options and like the movie shows you like the outcomes of both. Is that what Serendipity is about?
No.
Oh, okay. Well, that's Sliding Doors. Basically, it's like,
I know what you mean though. I know what you mean, where it's like, this is how your life could have been if you went this path, and then it could have been this if you went this path. Yeah.
Yeah. That's a 1998 movie. Maybe we should check it out.
Ooh, I would love to.
Gwyneth Paltrow. And basically this woman like rushes to take a train, and like on one life scenario, she catches the train, and the other, she misses the train. Mm-hmm. And like her whole life is different because of that one train ride.
Interesting.
Yeah, we'll have to check it out. Maybe in June or something.
Sounds like fun. So yeah, either way, we don't know currently yet exactly what it is, but she felt a pang. And Elena, I understand where Elena's coming from, where it's like, you know, she can't help but resent Felicity and not really want to help Felicity with her problems, because Felicity's actions of dropping pre-med have led to her having more work and her being like frustrated and like overwhelmed. And is it the right course of action? Probably not, but it's also very real. Like, this feels to me like exactly how Elena would act.
Yeah, but I still, I know. Yes. It is valid for her to be frustrated and feel the pressure.
Yeah.
Even though I feel as though she could very easily get a new lab partner. Even though I really do think that she can do it. Julie is packing up her shit. She's taking down a poster and Ben comes in and helps.
Yeah, Julie is a terrible fucking roommate who uses gum to hang up posters. Have you heard of blue tack, Julie? Can I fucking help you out?
The blue tack is the... Oh, actually, no. You know the white blue tack?
The white blue... Okay. Yes. Sorry. Okay. That in my head made no sense because it's white blue tack. Yes, I do.
Yeah. Okay. The white one was just like gum. Like, it doesn't matter. You couldn't get that shit off anything. It was so bad. The blue tack is also very bad because that one gets sticky. That was the shit that I put on my ceilings. I had glow-in-the-dark stars when I was in high school, and I put it on the ceiling. And then when I had to take them off, it was fucking hell. I would say just no tack. But the gum was pretty funny. That was pretty funny.
Ridiculous. Did you feel any sort of like, I mean, it felt like they were getting along, right? Like,
yeah, they're getting along.
And they're joking. Like, again, I love Julie because she has the ability to be very, very petty. But also kind of just be like over it, or it may be because she's a Pisces like you, Sarah. Maybe she's faking it. And she really is like, actually, I still fucking hate you.
probably a little bit.
Yeah. I do love, she said she ended up writing a lot of songs over the summer and they had titles like When Ben Dies. Queen Julie.
I mean, I really think that's probably art. Ben dies. I think that she's over it. Like, I think that like her and Ben are just like, we're not gonna take life too seriously here. Yeah. And also, like, what is Julie's like, well, you dumped Felicity, so like the reason why I was mad, like, is not even like a current issue. So
I think she's really on her high horse right now because she's right. And so I think she's living in the world
she's
now where
about
she was
to move out and have a cool apartment with
she
like,
has the best of both worlds right now.
Yeah.
Where like, yes, she got dumped, but then she called it. And so she was right. And so she gets to be the better person now, you know? But I thought Julie was nicer to Ben than I probably would have been. Where like they're like, oh, breakups are hard, but you do get over them eventually. I know it's a little bit of like a double-edged sword of like kind of cuts him a little bit of like, I'm over you, bitch.
Kill them with kindness. That is literally my life motto is to kill them with kindness.
Yeah.
That is you win more flies with honey than vinegar. And then you kill them once they get into your trap. So
terrifying.
Well, it's just true.
Yeah. Felicity has this little monologue moment where she says, it's been a week since my breakup with Ben, and every once in a while I get this feeling like maybe getting over someone you're in love with isn't impossible. So now you're saying you're in love with him, Felicity? Good God. What are we doing?
I mean, she loved him. She just had to deny it. She followed him across the country. Of course she loved him.
So Noel and Bridget run into each other and Noel says, oh, hey, I called you, but like, I didn't hear from you. It's like, yeah, fucking get the hint, Noel. And Bridget's like, oh, did Felicity talk to you? And he's like, no, why? And she's like, oh, can we just like talk later? Which I understand. You're like standing in the middle of like a hallway. You're not going to be like, by the way, I'm gay. Just like shouting it in the 90s in an open forum, you know? Yeah. But Noel immediately, and I understand because it looks really bad, but like Noel immediately confronts Felicity and is like, what did you say to her? It's like, oh my God.
Well, yeah. I mean, Bridget need to be like, no. I don't know. Like, I hate when people are like, I have something to tell you, but I'll tell you later. Like, that's so irritating. Yeah. But I
mean,
don't
she
really,
was really
know.
Confronted, though. Like, what else was she supposed to say is the thing.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, like, I really don't. So.
Yeah, it's not great. But Noel is fed up. He's had enough. He's like, you trash talked to me about Bridget. You sent your little advisee to me to help out. We're not friends. He's just like, very, very, he's being very rude to Felicity. I mean, I kind of get it, but, and again, I love it. So me being mad at Noel, I still love this behavior because it's so ridiculous. and Felicity's just like, I'm not out to get you. So I don't know what you want from me. Like, it's not my fault that we're in the same class. And she's like, if you really want me to leave that badly, like, I'll drop the class. And turns out that, yeah, she can't because there are no other like drawing classes available beyond ones that have like prerequisites that she doesn't have.
Right. Yeah. Like, this is drawing 101. She cannot take a class after, until she does drawing 101 and everything else is full. So she should have luck. She can't drop the class.
Yeah. It's not great. She's in real bind. Also not great. Julie is not going to have her apartment anymore because it turns out that who was supposed to be her roommate and someone who like must have owned the lease or something, her sister called and is transferring to New York and she's going to live with her. And it's like, damn, girl, that was last minute, huh? Like, I felt bad for Julie. Not that, I mean, there's really no avoiding this situation, but like, poor Julie, she was like all pumped and ready to go. And
yeah,
it's not great.
She was excited. She even had a lamp.
She got a lamp.
She got a
lamp. What did you think of this lamp? Did you
like the lamp? Oh, it was terrible. No, I did not like the lamp. It was awful.
It's very metal.
It's very metal.
Yeah. I don't like, it's very shiny metal. It's very like, I lived in a loft apartment and all of my furniture is gray and metal. I hate it. Mm. I like wood stuff, not metal.
Right.
It's like, I don't care if you like wood, not metal. Do you like wood. Like more metal, don't you?
No, like my favorite style furniture is mid-century modern, which is mainly wood.
Mid-century. Okay, I'm Googling mid-century modern. I don't know exactly what that, I mean, I've seen your places before, but. Oh, yeah. Okay. That's pretty nice. I think the problem is I don't like modern furniture.
Yeah. So like the thing is that like I feel like the differences between my style is like I want my place to look like Mad Men and like kind of sleek, and you kind of want to be like homey.
I want it to be very homey. I want every surface to be comfortable and like warm and inviting and have it look lived in.
Yeah, I prefer something that's like a little bit, I don't know.
Like, I feel like you like it more like if it was staged for like a showing or something.
I do love that. I really am excited to get all my furniture back and have like my house feel like a home again.
Yeah.
I've been living in a very nice home that is not mine, really. It's half mine, but you know.
Yeah, you're there. You know what I mean? But you want to like furnish your own place. I get it. It's going to be nice. Yeah. I remember the first time I saw your old apartment, I was like, because you hadn't lived there super long. And meanwhile, I had been in my house for years. And I was like, your house looks more like done than mine has. And it's been years. I just haven't taken any time to like
fully. I had a lot of art and plants and like it was well furnished. Mm-hmm. I miss my old zigs, but onward and upward.
Yeah. So Felicity stops by Noel's apartment and she wants to tell him, she's like, I tried to drop the class, but I couldn't. So we have to work through this. And like, the thing is like, Felicity's right. She's like, we don't even have to talk in class. And if the problem is like me being a partner with Bridget, then like, I'll just work with someone else, you know? And like, how do you feel about Noel's response there where he says, every time I see you, it's just a reminder that you chose Ben over me?
I think it's valid. I mean, I'm sure like it feels like a constant rejection. Nobody wants to be hanging out with their ex all the time. That's uncomfortable and unfun.
Yeah. And I mean, I wasn't expecting, again, we're three episodes into season two. I wasn't really expecting the Noel and Felicity resurgence to be so quick, but it's so obvious by him asking the question, was it about him or was it about me? Like he can't get over it. He really wants that answer. And that to me is like signs of I'm not over you because I'm so obsessed with knowing the answer to this question. If he was over her, he wouldn't care.
Yeah, but like, how can he get over her if he doesn't even understand what happened?
Yeah. And like, I feel bad for the guy too, because he's like, listen, I keep getting these like sympathetic looks and I don't want them anymore. Like, everyone pities him, and it is, that's really sad.
Yeah, that is pretty pathetic. It's a small school, I guess, like big city, small school in a way. Like, everybody knows that he's a fucking loser.
Yeah. Yeah.
Respectfully.
Yeah. And Felicity's like, I don't understand what I'm supposed to say to like make this better. And she says, what if I told you I made a huge mistake and I never should have gone with Ben? Would that really make it any better? And again, this is where I agree with Felicity that she cannot win this conversation. Anything she says is not going to be the right thing, because Noel immediately says, oh, well, you're just saying that because Bren broke your heart. It's like, well, what the fuck do you want from me then? Like, I would be yeah. so livid. Like, Noel is the epitome of a guy that like ticks me off to have a conversation with him, because there's no making him feel better. Like, what can she say to make him feel better?
There's really nothing. Like, I mean, he can get out all he wants, but there's no rebuttal that she can make to placate him. It's just going to be an argument any which way, because she hurt him. He is actively hurt. And I mean, like, the only thing is going to be time and like separation.
Exactly. Exactly. It's like, there's nothing that she can say that's going to make him feel better in this moment. If she says, I shouldn't have gone with Ben, I should have stayed with you, it was a huge mistake, what the fuck's he supposed to do with that? And if she says, no, I think I made the right choice. You and I were not meant to be, and there were a million things wrong with our relationship. It was the safe choice, yada, yada, yada. That he's not going to be happy with that either. So like, no. Drudging up the past is not going to really help him. But it seems like, even though he said he never wanted to see her again, it does seem like he needs some sort of closure.
Yeah. And like, I mean, I think that like, there's something to be like, I don't know, maybe if he wasn't so like reactionary and like angry, they could maybe have a sit down talk and be like, look, like, this might hurt you, but yes, like, there was always going to be the what if. And I don't think that you and I in any reality would have worked out because there was this unresolved stuff with Ben. So like, you were right about that. Like, your inclination was correct. And I'm sorry that like, I let you think that we can have a firm relationship, but in my defense, you also felt the same way about Hannah. And you decided to explore that as well. So, you know, you and I have both hurt each other, and this is why we broke up in the first place. And that's why, like, you know, they needed to have that breakup time, but they got right back together, and which was like what they shouldn't have done. So, I mean, like we had talked about last season, these two hurt each other so badly that there is no way that they were going to be able to make it work at that moment. They needed time to separate, but instead they got back together, which hurt themselves even more. Yeah. And I don't know, like, it's definitely like a lesson to both of them. And I think that they need some time out time from each other.
Yeah, I totally agree. Looks like their new roommate, Preston, for Ben and Sean, is a chef. Incredible. He's making them omelets. Love that.
Yes. The only thing is, like, yes, he's cooking for them, but does he clean? Or are you going to have to clean up
the dishes?
Like, because he might, like, dirty up, like, 20 dishes making you a gourmet meal. And you're going to have to clean up. And then he'll always be like, well, I cook, you clean, blah, 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 blah. But, like, then he's using 30 spoons, so... That's a downside. Yeah.
Yeah.
And also, I've always known that being a chef is like a miserable fucking job. And also, I started watching The Bear, and it is so stressful. And it just confirms all of my knowledge already that working at a restaurant is fucking hell. And I would rather do anything in the world but that. I will be a sanitation officer over a chef at a restaurant.
Wow.
Yes.
Yeah, I will agree with your statement on being a chef seems to be a nightmare. Your hours suck. It seems very stressful. It seems like a lot of work to even try to like get ahead in that industry.
They're abusive.
Usually very loud. And if I, you know, if anybody's seen Below Deck, they're usually a little like a little wild because, you know,
they smoke.
They'll smoke.
None of that food is made with love.
There you go. So not great. And of course, in comes Julie, and she's had a really tough day, but she can't exactly be like, oh, can I stay? Because now they have this like chef roommate that makes really great meals. So poor Julie. It'll all turn out okay at the end of the episode, though. So she's having a rough one. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Noel is hanging out and he recognizes Ruby. And he's just like, oh, hey, look at, I'm really sorry. Like I was a jerk, not as bad as Richard, but I was really not nice. So I should apologize. And I was like, mm-hmm. You know what? Good on you, Noel. You should apologize.
Yes. And then they have the dorkiest, geekiest chat about computers that made me want to stab my eyes out.
What is an e-machine?
I don't know. I don't know. I don't know. And I don't want to know. Yeah. So, but they loved it. They were like gabbing it up, and I liked how like we had like this interpretation that Ruby was like kind of like flighty and blah blah blah. She's intelligent, like she knew what she was talking about. Like I thought that Noel was gonna have to like mansplain, and she was like, nah, like processors, digital RAM cards.
This is why I don't understand why she ever went to Felicity in the first place. She seems to have way more knowledge.
Well, I don't know. Maybe she just learned it in the amount of time that she had to learn it, and she retains information really well. But this seems to like really clue Noel in that this is a eligible, beautiful young woman, and they would make a cute couple, and they will this is going to be the new thing.
Well, you know how you know they're compatible because they both like Max.
And they both like Max, so they're in love.
Exactly. It's Mac a meet cute.
Yeah. Our Mac people should only date Mac people.
I think this is the thing. I think it's like when you start dating someone, you have to find out, you know, what political party they belong to, if they're mm-hmm. a Mac or an Android person, if they're a dog mm-hmm. or a cat person, you know, yep. and like all of those things matter. And she's a Mac yep. person. So that's great mm-hmm. news.
Yeah, great news. She got the Mac. So I'm sure this is going to be like the new it couple, and I'm very excited to see it play out.
Yeah. Meanwhile, Elena comes into Felicity's room and she's like, listen, I thought you were going to change your mind. I thought you, but you've officially abandoned me and I'm really sad.
That's and, me to you every single moment of the day.
Yeah, I think
you've officially abandoned me. I'm very sad.
And Sarah, I think you're right in that Elena probably could get a new lab partner, but I really think she was holding out because she was like, oh, like Felicity's just gonna come back, so I'll wait it out until she's ready and then we could be lab partners again. And Felicity's like, you need to talk to the TA and get a new lab partner. Stop it. Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
But yeah, she's like, I thought you loved medicine. And Felicity's like, no, you love medicine. I don't. And this is okay. And this is where I like Elena, because to me, it's very realistic to like have a specific gut reaction to something and then be like, oh shit, you're like serious and you're sticking to it. Let me back up a little bit and like adjust myself and like not make it about me, because that's what Elena's doing. It's very much, I'm hurt and you abandoned me and I'm now, I don't have a lab partner and blah, blah, blah. And she says, you know what? I'm like, I'm really proud of you. You made a tough decision and you're sticking to it. And like, that's really nice, Elena.
It is. I feel like very
she
nice.
Needed to hear that.
Yes, I think so too. She came around. Elena is a very, very, very good friend. Yeah. Elena is probably the best friend out of the whole bunch.
I agree. I mean, Julie's a really good friend too, if Felicity hadn't like completely fucked her over.
Who is Julie friends with? Sean.
That's she her was friends with Felicity, and she was a really good friend.
Yeah, I guess.
Not anymore, because Felicity fucked her over.
Yeah.
So, gosh, so bad. So, Sarah, you were particularly traumatized and triggered by this next scene where we do like a class critique.
Yeah. So, yeah, this is legitimate. Like, if you have never experienced this before and you think, oh, this must be for just TV purposes, it is not. I have experienced this where a lot where you create your art that you spent hours and hours on and you put it up on a board or the wall for everybody, including your teacher and your other classmates, to critique it. And they can say whatever they want. Like I really did hate these critiques, and I understand why you have to do them, but I was very much triggered. Like I actually felt it in my body, that anxiety rising that I felt before in my art critiques. I hated it. It was really awful, especially like I said before, like when you're not a person that draws or paints and you are like set to be critiqued over that. But I mean, Felicity, like honestly, like the hands were good. Like this is no Joey Potter drawing Jack. Like these are good hands. Yeah. And the art teacher says a bunch of art teacher mumbo jumbo.
Yeah. Oh, it's flat. They're not taking us on a journey. They're not telling us anything.
Blah, blah, blah. Noel kind of like throws her a bone and is like, I thought the detail was great. And then the art teacher is like, the detail is terrible. And it was really rough and it was hard to watch. And once again, like I have experienced this and it's real and it sucks. And that is why math became my favorite class in college, because math, for the most part, is black and white. And it's very objective. And I was very happy to not take a class that was your worth was questioned, it felt like.
Yeah, I feel like I think in general, not just in college or anything, to be an artist, you have to have really insanely thick skin and like a very strong backbone and like a real passion to do it, because otherwise getting ripped apart like this, which has to happen to like every artist, you know what I mean? Because art is so subjective, like you're gonna have people who don't like it. And this was so harsh, especially for Felicity, who just dropped pre-med to pursue this and like doesn't really have a ton of other options now as a result. And like, this is her first class. Like, maybe I'm wrong, but I'm just like, geez, it felt a little harsh for like a beginner level course, you know? Like, I feel like they could have, maybe I'm wrong, but I feel like they could have been a bit more constructive about it. Like, they could have said, instead of this, do this or work on this. Like, instead, it was very much like, here's everything I hate about it. And I don't know, but maybe I'm being like sensitive. I just felt like this was so harsh.
This would make me cry. And the fact that Felicity did not burst into tears, which I have done in a class critique. And then I think I've told this story before. This wasn't an art school critique. This was when I was still in film school. And like, we wrote a script and had to like read it. And then it was critiqued. And basically they're like, this is ridiculous. Like this would never happen, blah, blah, blah. And I got really upset. I cried. And then the teacher afterwards pulled me aside and was like, are you okay? And I'm like, yeah. And she's like, do you like have support? Like, do you have a support system?
So ridiculous. Oh my God. Yeah.
Basically she was just like, why are you being a crying, whiny baby? And it's like, well, maybe I'm just sensitive. I think, so that was uncomfortable. And then in art school, I was told that my lights look like nipples. And then I like literally had an anxiety attack every time I was about to go to 3D art. And that was art school. Love it for me. I don't know why I got myself in that position. I should have just been like an accountant, or maybe like a sexy accountant, and then
not just a regular accountant, a sexy accountant.
Should have been a sex worker.
They have special
worker.
Schools for that.
Prostitution high. Okay, what else?
So after class, right? So you said, as you said, Noel speaks up for her. And they both kind of stay behind in class. And she's having a really tough time. She's like, oh, I suck at this. And Noel's like, no, I was being honest. Like, I don't think it's that bad. And he says some like really kind things. He says, like, this professor is known for being really tough on new students. And she says, oh, I'm having a psychotic break. And he's like, no, you're not. And she's like, are you sure? A lot of people would say that. And he's like, okay, fine, you are. Like, he's trying to make her laugh. Yeah. Which I really liked. And he says, like, this teacher is known for being mean and she just wants people to drop her class so that she doesn't have as many students. Like, you know, I don't know. It just, yeah. Like, I feel like this is a really kind thing to say to Felicity. He doesn't have to do it. And he even apologizes for saying that her hair was bad.
Well, I mean, you know,
don't go that far, Noel. Stop
it. Yeah. Yeah. Don't lie to her now.
Oh my gosh. And Felicity, you know, she appreciates this. She says that she's sorry that she hurt him. She says, you were one of the closest people in the world to me. And the worst part is I completely understand why you never want to talk to me again. Which this is, Sarah, this is the closure that I felt like these characters needed. Like,
yeah, maybe they can at least be in the same room now. They don't have to be best friends, but maybe they can just be in the same room together without biting each other's heads off. And that's all you can ask for.
Yeah. And it seems like I feel like right before this class, Bridget had a conversation with Noel and was like, oh, by the way, I'm gay. And like, that's why I'm not interested. Felicity knew, but I asked her not to tell you, because he's so nice here that he probably is like, oh shit, like I'm such an asshole for coming down on her. Which I really liked. And it's a little bit of that like comeuppance sort of thing. I love this next scene. And again, I'm still mad at Ben. He's still a dickhead. I have not forgiven him.
You gotta forgive.
No, I haven't forgiven him. However, I really like this moment where, like, we see Sean's little morning routine. He's in his robe. He's getting his coffee. Julie's getting her cereal and kind of getting cereal for everyone. And Ben just, like, notices. He notices, like, I think – here's the thing. Credit to Ben. I can't believe I'm saying this. He's living with his ex and it's not super awkward. And on top of that, would his life be better with this new chef living with them? Possibly. But instead he's like, hey, you know what? I think I like cereal better than omelets. You should stay here. You should stay moved in. And all three of them are like, yeah, okay.
Yay. Guess who's not stupid? Ben. We thought he was dumb the whole time. He's not stupid.
Yeah. I don't know. I just thought this was very sweet. And like, Sean looks so happy and it made me happy.
Yes. Love is in the air everywhere you look around.
Yeah.
Little Cupid is going around in his diaper and his bow and arrow, you know, making people fall in love. What a cherub.
Speaking of falling in love, I have a question.
Yes.
So in this next scene with Felicity and Noel, right? Like, they bump into each other in the hallway and he says, hey, you. Now, Sarah.
Yes.
The only times you ever say, hey, you, is when you, one, don't remember the person's name.
Yeah.
Or, which obviously he knows Felicity's name. Or it's that, to me, that is a very romantic thing to be like, oh, hey, you.
I feel like that's, if that's what you consider romantic and everything else that we talk about not romantic, that just says more about you than everything else. That is the lack of intimacy.
Listen,
you is like a firm handshake, essentially.
Stop it. Listeners, let us know. I think I'm right here.
Yeah. Saying randomly out of nowhere, you're cute, is like gross and whatever.
I think there's something there. And I think Felicity wants there to be something there because she invites Noel, like, oh, I was just about to go up to the roof, but if you want to come in. And then she sees Ruby and he's taking Ruby out. And I don't know. I just feel like Felicity's reaction.
Need a time out. I refuse to see it. I refuse to believe it. They need a time out. Felicity needs a time out.
Oh,
stop
I agree.
Being so incestual with all of your friends. Go date a rando and forget about these boys.
Well, I feel like it's
come back to me in season 4.
the thing is like Felicity looks back at the two of them as they walk away. And in the Sally voiceover, she says the hardest part about moving forward is not looking back. So it's like, great. Now Felicity has feelings for Noel and he's going to be dating Ruby. And
no,
we'll see what happens with
No. Felicity is not going to have a crush on Noel. She is going to find a brand new man.
I don't know.
Never been dated before. And they're going to have a great relationship and we're going to love him.
Okay, hopefully. Yeah. That was our episode. Do you want to get into some feedback for ancient history?
Of course.
Okay, let's see what Temmie has to say.
Hi, ladies. This episode was good in its approach. It's confusing, which is okay because it matches Felicity's confusion, I think. The start of a new semester has a lot of moving parts, like this episode, a lot of new people you're meeting, so I didn't mind. And Sally, I remember when I looked back and I turned into a pillar of salt. You know, you've heard of anime. Someone had to reanimate me, so I'm back. Here's some background stories I found about Kerry Russell where I've read over the years. I just rechecked. On audition day, she tried to look less attractive by putting her hair in a bun and wearing a baggy sweater. J.J. Abrams almost didn't give her the part because she was too pretty, which is always an amazing flex. Too pretty for the really? Role. Uh-huh. And Carrie, she gave the writers the idea of short hair by sending a photo of herself in a short-haired wig during the break between season one and season two. They eventually thought it was a good idea. And Carrie was game enough to do it. So I think it looks good. And I know you disagree, but God, Sarah and Jess, I'm so sorry. I really love the theme song. I'm not showing you, but I've always wanted to say it. It's like an understated version of the Lion King opening song. I love the black and white of it, of the pictures and the theme song. It's so beautiful, and I wanted to provide the contrarian view. Thanks. Bye.
Has the theme song grown on you?
No, I make fun of it though constantly. Da do da,
dee boo ba.
It's very synth, as we've talked about in the past.
Yeah, it's very synth music.
Yeah, Timmy, how are you going to compare this to Lion King? Absolutely not.
It just gets stuck in my head.
So that's
Timmy.
Someone likes her haircut.
Yeah,
and DBK liked it when he gave us that message last week.
Maybe it's just like a man thing. Have we ever asked Tom if he likes the Felicity haircut?
I'm gonna play DBK's voicemail while you ask Tom, and we'll check in after.
Okay.
What up, though, ladies? He's safe. He's back. Richard, baby. He's back. So we don't have to worry. Richard isn't the one that disappeared. Okay. Ancient history. Pretty good episode. We get to see Felicity's hair. It looks totally fine. I'm curious of what the breakdown is of like women that hated this haircut and men that hated this haircut.
Wow.
It's probably like women is like way higher because like men don't care about this kind of thing.
They care.
But I think you guys do care way too much about it. Cause like it looks totally fine. Her hair's totally fine, short.
It's ugly.
Okay. So what I wanted to talk about. Julie. Good old Julie. So this is what a girls does, is like totally lets Bet off the hook and like is gonna live with him and isn't even mad at him, like makes a joke of, oh, I wrote songs called Ben Will Die. Like that's all you're giving Ben. He's not a bitch, and like you're not gonna be petty with him. You're just gonna blame Felicity, who's really not at fault for your breakup with Ben. I don't know, make it make sense, guys, because like I don't know, this is Julie being dumb to me, but whatever. We get the introduction of Ruby and Professor Sherman, and Bridget showed up again, aka Pizza Girl. So what are we thinking of Ruby, who is Amy Smart? And until next week, ladies, peace.
So let's back up and bring up the Julie thing that DBK wants us to discuss. How do you feel about this?
Well, okay. Julie's not a girl's girl, which has been my sentiment for a while. And I think that it's a lot easier for, like, the girl to blame the other girl. Like, we see this all the time. Like, when there's, like, a cheating situation, like, the girl's always like, you fucking whore, how dare you, like, F my boyfriend? It's like, well, like, why are you not blaming the boyfriend for stepping out, right? Like, this is, like, a tale as old as time. So, no, it, like, it doesn't make sense. It should be both of them to blame, I guess, like, the only thing is that, like, Felicity was supposed to be Julie's friend and, or best friend, and Ben was somebody that, like, they were friends, but they were dating, so maybe she expected more from Felicity. I don't know. Like, you're right. Like, you're right, DBK. Like, I think that there is, like, some sort of imbalance with how Julie is treating Felicity versus Ben, but I also think that I'm not surprised by it.
So, I would say, I think that, okay, when Julie ran into Felicity, it wasn't like she was like, hey, bitch, like, blah, blah, blah. She was, in my opinion, she very much gave the vibes of, I've moved past this. I don't trust you, so I don't want to be your friend anymore. However, I've moved on. The Ben situation feels like, I mean, she's friends with Sean, so she needed a place to stay. Would I have moved in with an ex-boyfriend? No. But Julie was like, this is better than the twins from hell that I'm living with. And I, in my opinion, she's just trying to move on with her life. Like, she's nice to Ben, but that's like, I mean, he's her roommate, right? Like, it feels like it's easier for her to just lead with being nice. And then maybe in her head, she's like, but fuck that guy. So I don't know. I disagree. Like, I didn't see anything wrong with what Julie was doing this episode. I feel like she's perfectly fine.
I think that, I can see where DBK is coming from, that there's, like, some sort of, like, an equitable difference on how Julie is treating each of these people that have kind of betrayed her. But also, did Ben betray her? I don't know.
Well, they were broken up, but, like, he broke up with her and then, like, immediately wanted to get together with Felicity. So that kind of sucks.
Right.
But, I mean, like, it was Felicity who truly betrayed her.
The issue is that Felicity, like, straight up lied to her.
Exactly.
And, like, Julie went to Felicity and was like, gosh, like, do you, like, you know, the only reason why men break up with people is when they have somebody as a backup. Do you have any idea who that would be? And, like, Felicity, like, very much could have been, and she said so herself in the voiceover, like, I could have been honest. I could have said it was me, but, like, something made me stop. And then, also, she already got the runaround between, like, on Ben, like, a billion times. Like, because, like, throughout the season, Julie was like, do you have a thing for Ben? Like, is it okay if I go with him? And she's like, yeah, I don't have a thing with Ben. That was a lie. Like,
exactly.
It's
she's okay always been very forthcoming, I think.
Yeah. Like, yeah. And she's like, is it okay if I date him? If I date him? And Felicity was like, yes, but she really, like, you know, didn't like that. And it was just like, it just, like, felt like a big runaround. So I can see, like, the frustration for Julie, especially when it comes to Ben.
Yeah.
What else did DBK bring up? We're very happy to see Richard. Well, I'm happy to see Richard. I feel like
I love his back and forth with Noel. So I was happy to see him. Amy Smart's on the show. I've seen her in, like, Road Trip and a couple of other things.
Rat Race.
Rat Race, yeah. So I'm excited for her.
Shameless.
Yes, she was in Shameless. I'm excited for her to be in this cast now for season two. Who knows? I don't know if she'll be, like, an Andy and she's, like, sticking around, or if this is, like, a one-off season sort of thing, or even just, like, a couple episodes sort of thing. But I feel like her and Noel can make a decent couple. They're both Mac people, you know? So I'm excited.
Yep. If they can't make it work as two Mac people, who can?
Exactly. Do we want to give out our point for who won this episode of Felicity? Do you have thoughts?
Who did? Noel?
I mean, he was pretty insulting to start to Felicity, which wasn't great.
Yeah.
He does do her kindness at the end of the episode. I was leaning towards giving it to Felicity, to be honest, because I feel like she made bold choices. She really did. She dropped pre-med. She went into art class. Like, she was, she honestly could have outed Bridget, and she didn't. Mm-hmm. Like,
yeah, she gave it to Felicity. I'm happy about that.
Okay. Next episode, Sarah, season 2, episode 4, The Depths.
The Depths of My Despair.
Could be.
Yeah. Tom says that it's a bad haircut, but she's so pretty that it doesn't even matter because she pulls it off. That makes sense.
There you go. Confirmed. Incredible. Well, we'll be covering season 2, episode 4 next week. If you want to send in feedback at shit90spod on all social media, shit90spod.com, as well as shit90spod@gmail.com is where you can find us. In the meantime, we're also talking Buffy, and then you can hear me on Talking Shit, talking about Schitt's Creek. Sarah has so much going on over at Whirlwind, including a little cameo from yours truly over on Whirlwind Podcast. So Sarah and I are going to be talking about Pretty Little Liars, Original Sin. Is it summer school? Is that what season 2 is? There's so many colons.
Yeah, summer school. They have to go to summer school because they didn't go to school all year, I think.
They were too busy. Yeah.
They were too busy trying to figure out who A was. So they have to go to summer school. So then you can hear me talk about when I got forced to go to summer school between junior year and senior year because I was too stupid to do any of my homework.
We're gonna be talking about that over on Whirlwind. But what else do you have going on over there, Sarah?
Yeah, tons of stuff. Whirlwind pods, lots of happenings. Most excitedly for me, I feel like, is One Indescribable Podcast is covering Pushing Daisies, which was one of my favorites. Gone too soon. So at the very least, just check that out and just Whirlwind pods to see what we're up to.
Incredible. All right, everybody, that's all we have this week. So until next time, have a good one. Bye.
Just ask. Shit 90 shows taught me.
Save big on your Memorial Day barbecue, all in the Kroger app. Get 3-pound rolls of juicy 80% lean ground beef for $3.49 a pound with a digital coupon. Then get select varieties of flavorful Powerade, Body Armor Super Drink, or Arizona Tea for 77 cents each, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.